This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. And our program today will focus on a performance, a production by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, which opens tonight, of Les Misérables Student Edition. It's the second time they've done this student show, which is the only version of Les Mis, which is available for a community production, is one to be done for students. And that one, 3 years ago, launched their new series of annual student productions, and the student show now named in memory of Kathy Murphy, longtime member, well, one of the founders of Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, one of its most influential and dedicated volunteers. And she passed away earlier this year, and the show now dedicated to her. It opens tonight at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. We have several cast members and music director and the assistant stage director all with us to talk and sing as we let you know about Les Mis from CUTC on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was music by Ludwig van Beethoven. It was an adagio from a septet of his, played on antique brass instruments by the London Gabrielli Brass Ensemble, led by Christopher Larkin, here on WILL 90.9, FM and HD Urbana. This is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and our focus today is Champaign-Urbana Theater Productions, Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production of Les Misérables Student Edition. It's the Kathy Murphy student show, I believe that we are now calling it. And I'm very pleased to say we, since I've been involved with the theater company for many years and in various shows. And we have one veteran of, I think this is the 11th show for music director Bob Smith, something like that.
Yes, that's correct.
And he's here with us. Patty Dudley is the assistant director for the show, is along as well. And we have five of the lead characters from Les Mis, all of them in high school, or I guess you all are in high school. You all look like high school people. And they are Jacob Lambert playing the role of Jean Valjean, and Natalie Durst is Eponine, David Kessler, Marius, and Laura Welly, Fontaine, and Sissy Eustace, all as Cosette. All of them won the roles in area-wide auditions some months ago. And first of all, congratulations to everybody for earning those spots.
Thank you.
Has anybody done the show before?
Yes.
All five of you. No, you haven't, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Laura says no.
No, I missed auditions for the last Les Misérables.
Bad. but everybody else. Were you all, Sissy, were you in the Les Mis when CUTC did it before?
No, I wasn't. My high school actually did a production of it my freshman year.
And which high school are you at?
Mohammed Seymour.
You're in Mohammed Seymour. I saw that production before we did it with CUTC. I was pleased to have been the music director last time, the first time that CUTC did it. And Central High School in Champaign just did the show also. Does anybody go to Central?
No.
Which actually raises a question, because I have a list here of all of the schools represented by members of this show, and it's 2 pages worth of schools. Of course, quite a number of people from some of the same schools. We have Champaign Centennial and Central High School represented. Why is nobody from Urbana High School? How's that even possible? Urbana Middle School, St. Thomas More, St. Joseph Ogden, Prairie View Ogden, Mohammed Seymour, Monticello, Paris High School, Judah Christian School. I'm just looking at the ones from different towns. So, Jacob Lambert, Valjean, what school do you go to?
Monticello High School.
Or did you just finish?
Just finished, yes. I just graduated this year.
And David Kessler as Marius, what school are you at?
Centennial High School.
In Champaign. Laura Welling?
I just graduated from St. Thomas More High School.
St. Thomas More. And Natalie Durst?
I also attended St. Thomas More High School.
Ooh, we double represented here. And Sissy, you just told me Muhammad Seymour. Mm-hmm. Bob or Patty, there's some restrictions that the licensing agents apply to this particular show, which is rather interesting. It really makes a difference whether they're in high school or not and how far out of high school and what age and so on. Do you know what those rules are? They're kind of
well,
curious.
I believe in that it's 19 and under, and that they I'm not sure what they all are because the directors and the management handled that aspect of it, but I know that the age, I think, is 19 and under.
And we did have a graduate that's 16 years old, but as long as he hadn't taken college courses, he could still be in the show.
Yeah, it's funny how they have those particular restrictions, and it was curious to me when we did this the first time that this should be licensed as a student show because it has never struck me as something that is necessarily, quote-unquote, for kids to perform. And yet, this is a show I'll bet all of you have been dying to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
For a long time. Anybody can answer this question. What is it about Les Mis that really attracts you, appeals to you?
The music is beautiful in the show. It's great to be a part of it and be able to sing that stuff.
This is Natalie Durst as Eponine. I keep misplacing my piece of paper to make sure that I've got this right. So what else is interesting? Laura?
I love that it's the message of the whole piece. It's all about giving everything that you could give for what you love, what you believe in. And it's very obvious from the first person that dies in the show to even just the Thénardiers loving money. It's about passion, and really it's about the sacrifices we'll make for what we love.
And the Thénardiers are the innkeeper and his wife. Mm-hmm. Who are rather funny but not really very nice people, who are, Thénardier is one of two people sort of dogging Jean Valjean throughout the show in one way or another. But they do provide wonderful comic relief. I'm very anxious to see how that's done in this version. Sissy, you had something to say. Sissy Eustace's Cosette.
Oh, I was just going to elaborate. It's a beautiful, beautiful story with a lot of beautiful characters and subplots. So it's not just one story. You get a lot of different people's, like, looks on life and everything. So I love that about it.
David, anything particular strike you? David Kessler?
There's lots of emotion in the show. I like that. Everyone can express themselves, and there's always a character to relate to.
And you're playing the role of Marius, who has his emotions going a number of different places.
Yeah, I'm in a love triangle. My emotions are all over the place.
Is that difficult for you to express?
At first it was, but I'm starting to own the character a little more. I think I'm starting to understand why he's feeling that emotion at the time and how to express different emotions at the same time. I think I'm getting there.
That's good. Since tonight is opening night.
Yeah, I would hope so.
For you to get there. But, I imagine you've all had to own these characters and take some time to grow into them. How many weeks have you been rehearsing? Mm-hmm. Anybody know?
We actually had auditions the first weekend in May, and then we started that Monday evening with our organizational meeting, and we've been actually in rehearsals since I think at least the second week in May.
So at least 6 weeks, about 6 weeks on the rehearsal, which is not a long time to rehearse a show that is really quite difficult to do. It's basically an opera.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because the music never stops. Patty.
One of the amazing things that we as directors saw right away was that the kids knew the story because they love the story. A lot of them didn't even have scripts in their hands the first week or two of the show, and we're like, these kids already know the words, and there's a lot of words in this show. So they've worked really hard, but they love the show so much they took the time to learn. And so it was very easy to direct and to block because they didn't have their scripts in their hands.
And I think part of that's the fact that that you have directed the production before, as well as several other area shows, and mm-hmm. since some of the students were involved in that, they came in really quite prepared.
Well, and I remember one of the wonderful things, one of the many wonderful things when we did it before, was that there were people who knew other people's parts so well that we had a couple of sicknesses, they actually had to go on and do somebody else's part on almost no notice. And the fact that people could do that was pretty incredible. But there's one role that I would think would be virtually impossible for anybody to take on, and that is, unless they already know it, which is the role of Jean Valjean, which I don't know, Jacob, if I ever have seen you since I learned that you got this part, but in case I haven't, congratulations on earning
this part.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacob has been in, I don't know, do you know how many shows you've been in for Champagne Urbana Theater Company?
This one is number 14 for me.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew it was a lot, and I think every show that I've done, you have probably been in.
I think so, yeah.
So I've seen Jacob grow from, and he's heard me say this before, from a guy who had probably the most beautiful soprano voice I've ever heard, certainly coming out of a child, to somebody who now has a really beautiful baritone. You're still a baritone?
Yes.
I assume, since I last heard you. And now you're in this role, which is fantastic. Why don't we give you the first song?
Sure.
This is one of the signature songs from the show. Would you like to set it up for us?
Well, this song is called Bring Him Home. And basically, they are on the eve of their final battle in the revolution. And he's just taking this time to have a word with God and praying that Marius gets home safe and can go home and live his life, the life that he wants to live, and finally be with Cosette. And he's just saying, if I have to take his place, let me die. Let him live so that he can live the life he was meant to live. So.
Okay, so this is one of the performers. We're going to have a few here from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production of Les Misérables, the student edition. It opens tonight at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. And we have a little, it's kind of an experiment for us in the studio. We've not worked it this way before. So they're going to be singing to a pre-recorded piano, and hopefully we've got all the technical bugs worked out, and we'll see what happens. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Only a boy. can take, you can give. Let him be, let him live. If I die, let me die. Let him live. Bring him home. Bring him home.
Nicely done. Yeah. Jacob Lambert singing the role of Jean Valjean, Bring Him Home, the signature song, one of the signature songs from the show, performance that you can hear on stage tonight at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, Les Miserables Student Edition. And we have a few others of the songs coming up in just a moment on Live and Local. Here on FM 90.9, and you are hearing them sing live. WYLL is coming to you from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, made possible by a generous gift from Alice and Robert Campbell. And today's programs are made possible in part by 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign, offering ground and whole bean coffee purchased from farmers using internationally recognized fair trade standards. Bob Smith, you're the music director for the show, or you have kind of a co-music director at some level, right?
Yes. When John had asked me to direct the show.
And John is John Tilford.
John Tilford, the director. I said I would love to do it. I've always wanted to do this show, and I was so impressed with the production that they did 3 years ago. And I said, well, I will do it as long as I can have a co-director who's Michelle Barr, and she's also our stage manager.
Oh, really?
So that works out really well, because a work like this is, as you had mentioned before, is sung all the way through. There's music nonstop. So having her in that position as well is a real asset, I think. But with the large cast, having another person to really help out has given us a chance to sometimes split up rehearsals and to work different things that we needed to do in the short amount of time we had to do it.
I remember when that was done the first time, it was the first I'd been involved in a show that was, as I mentioned before, basically an opera where there's all singing, and it seemed that the role of the music director is sort of heightened from normal.
Yes.
Because the music director is involved, you know, at every minute, particularly when once you get in the pit and you're waving your arms from beginning to end. And how did you see your role as director, maybe even beyond the normal role of music director?
Well, I think that's very true with this particular show. It's one of the reasons I really wanted to be involved with it, because it's a lot more challenging than some of the other musicals where you have a lot of dialogue and a lot of downtime, and oftentimes things are very obvious of where singers come in. In this show, it's not that way. And so I think it's a lot more challenging, and my role in this, I think, is to really make sure that I can help everything, to be on top of everything. So there are tempo changes and meter changes and things that happen very rapidly sometimes, as I'm sure you remember.
And how about when you're working with these young folks in the room here, develop the characters, since a lot of their character shows up through the songs?
Absolutely. And we talked about this, and John Tilford as well, about how the music, that everything really comes out of the music, the emotional part of it, and things that happen on stage, it's all in the music. And it's I think that we've spent a lot of time on working with that, so these young artists are getting that, and we see it on stage. It's very powerful when they have not only wonderful talent with their singing, but they're really young singing actors and actresses, and so much of what they're doing has come through the musical work we've done.
Laura Welly, you're playing the role of Fantine, and you get to die relatively early.
best parts.
Yeah, and you have a wonderful, particularly wonderful song that you were going to do for us in just a moment. Why don't you tell listeners who may not know the story, who is Fantine and how does she fit into things here?
Well, Fantine is this beautiful girl who just managed to make a couple mistakes early in life, being naive, believing that the world was going to let her get away with all these things. And now when we meet her in the show, she's faced with these cold, harsh realities. And it's really her struggle to keep her daughter alive, which she would do anything to do, and her struggle to maintain her dignity after all of the injustice and all of the heartbreaking tragedy that happens to her in her life. And she really dies for Cosette, not so much in the literal sense, like taking a bullet for her or anything, but the way she has invested her entire life in the life of this tiny creature that she hasn't seen since she gave her to the Thénardiers to take care of her is just a tremendous dedication to what motherhood really is.
In a way, she gets the story, a pivotal part of the story rolling in creating and passing along Cosette, and then finally Valjean takes her on as his own and says to you as you're dying that he will do that for you. Or do you ask him to? I'm now misremembering how that goes.
Well, it's sort of we both come halfway. I tell him the story of how my life has ended this way and how my daughter may well die before I can even help her. And he pledges to really take care of both Cosette and Fantine, kind of taking them under his wing. And as I die, that is my dying wish, that Valjean take care of her.
And the song you're going to sing, I Dreamed a Dream, comes earlier, and set this up for us.
I Dreamed a Dream is just after I was attacked and fired from my job, the only sustenance that I have for myself and for my beloved daughter. And it's me looking back on the years, recalling that once there were good times, but now life has kind of destroyed the naive imagining she once had.
So this one we're going to do without accompaniment. It's actually funny. You mentioned Michelle Barr, who is your co-music director. She was going to be here playing piano for us, and she had a dental emergency. So we're all sort of rolling with this, and she's going to get a pitch from Cosette here, who has a bit of perfect pitch, we understand. So this is Laura Welly in the role of Fantine from Les Misérables student edition in Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's performance, which opens tonight. I Dreamed a Dream here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft and their words were inviting. There was a time when love was blind, and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time it all went wrong. I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid, and dreams were made and used and wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder as they tear your hope apart, as they turn your dreams to shame. A summer by my side, he filled my days with endless wonder. He took my childhood in his stride, but he was gone when autumn came. And still I dream he'll come to me, that we will live our years together. But there are dreams that cannot be, and there are storms we cannot weather. I had a dream my life would be so different from this hell I'm living, so different now from what it seemed. Now life has killed the dream I dreamed.
That's a wonderfully internalized performance. I mean, that you're able to do without any accompaniment, and it looked to me like you had the orchestra in your head. You had the whole role in your head. You had all the emotions going on in your head and in your heart. It really came across that way. It was beautiful.
Well, Fantine is definitely my favorite character from my favorite show. It's very infrequent that you find a strong, beautiful female lead that is an alto, and I was very excited by that.
Hey, there's some real alto notes in there, and you belted them out. That was beautiful. It's, you know, I'm just sort of reliving some of this as I'm listening to you guys sing. If you're just tuning in, this is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're talking about Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production of Les Miserables Student Edition, which opens tonight at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. That's at 7:30. There are shows on Friday and Saturday night also at 7:30, and a Sunday matinee at 2:30. And if you're interested in tickets, you want to call the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063 and pick your seats. And again, if you're just tuning in, I was privileged to have been the music director when CUTC did this a few years ago. So, but I always remember on that particular song having a great deal of difficulty controlling my own emotions while I'm conducting the orchestra because, you know, the girl that did that at the time also did a wonderful job, and that was just beautiful.
Actually, Annie Gould is our dramaturg now. She's a little bit too old for the show itself, but she did a fantastic amount of character work, not just with myself, but with several of the leads. And she's just such a phenomenal person. It's a very hard act to follow.
Oh, well, it sounds just from this little song like you're doing just fine. I wouldn't sweat that at all. How many of you take voice lessons? I'm curious. All the girls and Jacob. David, what's holding you back? You have a lovely voice.
You know, I don't know. I've been busy with piano lessons, and I'm in a choir. I'm in CICC, Central Illinois Children's mm-hmm. Chorus. So that's sort of like my voice lessons.
Well, you get some vocal training, too. And I remember you when you were also a soprano.
Yeah.
A beautiful voice you do have. Bob and Bob Smith is music director for the show. Patty Dudley, assistant director. Actually, let me ask Patty, what's been your role with the show, and what are some challenges that you've faced?
I can't think of a challenge, but my role has been, I've been privileged to work with a lot of the kids on their characters. You know, when a show is sung, it's very easy for them to stand up there like a choir and deliver their notes and deliver their song, but we kept telling them it's a story. And so I've had the privilege of working with them just with some directing on the stage and then the internal things as well. But as far as challenges, it has been an amazingly mature group. We haven't had any problems with the kids, and they've been respectful, and they've worked really, really hard. They understand the story, and so when they understand it and can portray it in the music, of course, we as the audience do. And it's just a fabulous presentation of a beautiful story, and they've made sure that they worked hard enough to tell it like that. So I can't think of any challenges. Can you, Bob?
Well, I think having over 80-some students in the cast, it's really been extremely enjoyable because sometimes that can seem a little overwhelming with that number. But it's like Patty was saying, everybody is so dedicated and so talented that I think it has just been a real treat for the entire staff to work with this cast. And they have such a camaraderie between them that makes it easy, I think, also. Mm-hmm. You can see a real love and respect between each other as they're working on this show.
The other great thing is that the staff works so well together. We're almost always on the same page, and Bob and I were talking at one point how we could almost finish each other's sentences because we knew the goal that we had, and because of the professionalism of everyone on staff, how to get to that goal, and that's been really fun. So it's kind of a dream come true experience for me. I have never dealt with kids like this that have acted like this, mature and working very hard, and yes, they have a camaraderie of love together, and so we all get along. Haven't had any divas. No divas. I haven't found a diva in the show, and that's always been
one of the things
kind of fun.
Been fun for me too is even with David was in my performing arts camp for a number of years, and between some of the shows I've directed and my work at BT Washington and then the summer camp, there's probably about 50% of the students in the show that I've worked with before, and it is so wonderful to see them start from third grade on up or whatever and be now into these leading roles that they're doing so well in.
What about you who are actually playing the parts? What are some of the challenges you have found in creating this piece, in creating Les Mis?
I think
as Jacob Lambert as Valjean.
I think the diversity, the vocal diversity of this show, the fact that it is its own story, and just like anyone's life, there are highs, there are lows, and there are a lot of in-betweens. And just to bring that out is a challenge in itself, but that also, on the other hand, is the joy of this musical. You know, you get to bring your own personal life and your own personal experiences into this show, and you can take these instances that were happening in the 1800s and relate them to today's times and see what relates and how does this make me feel? How does this make me feel? How can I relate this to today? But I think just the overall diversity and the fact that it's just literally, if you look at this show on paper, I mean, it's just like a wave of notes and just accidentals everywhere and just key changes like everywhere. So it's definitely very challenging, but just a thrill to work with. And once you get that part down and you can sing it and it's solid, you feel like you're invincible. It's really cool.
How about in creating, since we talked a little bit to the other guys earlier about creating their individual parts, creating Valjean for yourself? I mean, you've always seemed to me a very, very mild-mannered fellow. I don't know if you are, outside of my sight or not. And Valjean is not that.
He is not. But I think one of the most beautiful things about Valjean is that he is not predictable. Nothing about him is, like you said, mild. He's got this pent-up anger and just resentment for being locked up for 19 years as a convict in the chain gang. So he's got that hate inside of him, that desire to just say, you know what? I didn't deserve that, and I'm just going to do what's right for myself and look out for me, myself, and I. But then, you know, when he gets that second chance to live his life again, he's forgiven for all of his sins and everything. And that just completely turns him around, and he realizes that there's this deep sense of humility that he has inside of himself and sense of forgiveness. So I just try to keep that in mind. I do want to mention Jace Allen, who was the previous Valjean in the last show we did. He and I got together, and I said, Jace, he really mastered that role. And I said, you know, what did you do? What did you think about? How did you view this character? And he really did all he could to tell me everything that he felt about it. And obviously, I'm going to bring my own story to the character, but I think the thing that we have in common is the religious aspect, you know, and just the fact that he's always got this anger inside of him and this feeling of, I've got to get out of here, I got to be free, I got to look out for myself. But at the same time, he just goes through so many transformations. He becomes the mayor of the town after being a convict, and now he's in charge of everyone, and he's the top dog again. And then he kind of has to live his life fleeing from Javert, and he's just at a battle with himself. You know, do I turn the other cheek and, you know, stay as this humble character? You know, and I think a lot of that comes through in the show and some of the parts that he sings when he's always talking about, who am I? You know, he's trying to figure that out for himself. So for me, it's like, it's a difficult role, but I've really enjoyed the opportunity to try and bring out all the different sides of Valjean. So,
well, it'll be great to see how you've actually done with it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Because I certainly intend to see the show. Hope others will who are listening as well. We're talking to students who are in the student edition of Les Miserables, put on by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. It opens tonight at the Regina Theater. Natalie Durst, you play the role of Eponine, mm-hmm. who is everybody in the show is a tragic character in some yeah. in some way or another. There's a lot of tragedy in this show. Mm-hmm. What's your personal tragedy as Eponine?
Well, growing up, Eponine has always been poor, and she has to live with the struggles, and her father and mother are the Thénardiers, and so she has to live with them her whole life. And she also loves Marius very, very much, but he doesn't feel the same way about her, and she tries to, like, hint it to him at times, but he never really gets it, so she has to live with that and then find out later that he loves someone else, which is Cosette, so it's really hard for her to go through that.
And how do you feel sitting next to Sissy Eustace, who's playing
fine.
Cosette?
I love her.
I love you too.
Yeah. Do you? I mean, you said I when you answered my question initially, and then you said, "Well, Eponine."
Yeah.
But you have become Eponine. I mean, do you have any difficulty when you're not in these characters relating to each other personally, or is it completely separate?
There's such a love that we have for each other. When they were talking about the compassion that we have for each other, it is deep. Mm-hmm. It is very, very deep. And so we all feel that we can open up to each other and just enjoy the roles. But we've all just been really accepting, and we've all tried different things with each other. And the fact that we're so open and willing to do that just makes acting the part out that much easier, you know, so.
Yeah, I think a lot of our stage chemistry happens off stage.
Right.
Because if Sissy wasn't comfortable with David, or if I wasn't comfortable with Jacob, or any number of combinations, I think there would be a lot more lacking, and we would be less likely to take risks acting-wise and make these really bold, strong choices that we do make. So.
Good, nicely put.
Works.
We better have another song. This is Natalie Durst singing Eponine's main song called On My Own from Les Miserables here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Found me in the rain. The pavement shines like silver. All the lights are misty in the river. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight, and all I see is him and me forever and forever. And I know it's only in my mind that I'm talking to myself and not to him. And although I know that he is blind, still I say there's a way for us. I love him, but when the night is trees are bare and everywhere, the streets are full of strangers. I love him, but every day I'm learning. All my life, I've only been pretending. Without me, his world will go on turning. The world is full of happiness that I have never known.
Natalie Durst singing the role of Eponine, On My Own, done beautifully.
Thank you.
that was really nice. We have one still to come here, coming from David Kessler as Marius here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Here at WINL, our success with this show and all of our other offerings depends on the financial support of the people that we serve. And it's really in your hands just how we do here, financially speaking. State and federal budgets aren't set yet, and who knows what support they will end up providing. We are within $163,000 of having the money needed to bring you the service that you expect from us at WILL in the coming year. And as we work to raise the remaining money by June 30th, which is just 5 days away, we ask that you do whatever you can to make sure that we're in good shape to continue to bring this show and all of our others starting the 1st of July. You can call 217-244-9455 or log on to willpledge.org. That's 217-244-9455 or pledge online at willpledge.org. And thank you very much for your support of the WINL stations. Quick look at some of the other events that are going on in our area. Of course, we've mentioned Les Mis, which opens tonight at the Virginia Theater, downtown Champaign, 7:30 performance. The Full Monty, a musical, is at the Station Theater in Urbana. Performances tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and continuing for the next couple of weeks at 8 o'clock each evening. The Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan is presenting The Wedding Singer. That's tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And on Saturday at 4 and 8 o'clock. The Summer Studio Theater Company at the Krannert Center in Urbana is presenting Tuesdays with Maury. That's tonight at 7:30. And then tomorrow, or at least on Saturday, well, they've got a couple of other shows. The Mystery of Irma Vep is on Saturday, a 1 o'clock performance in the afternoon. And Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater is presenting Forever Plaid. They are in Goodfield, Illinois. Performance tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at 6 o'clock, and a Sunday brunch time performance as well. And in Urbana on Friday, it's the Urbana Blues Brew and Barbecue Festival at Main and Broadway in downtown Urbana. That starts on Friday at 5 o'clock and also on Saturday starting at 11 o'clock. So those are some of the shows that you can go see in our listening area out of many opportunities to see live performances. David Kessler, you're last, but I presume not least, you're in the role of Marius in CUTC's production of Les Mis. And as you mentioned earlier, you're caught in this sort of love triangle, but your love only goes one direction.
My love only goes one direction. I love Cosette, Sissy Eustace, and Eponine's been my friend for a long time, and she loves me too. And she, yeah, like she said, she hit and said it to me. But I'm so distracted by Cosette's beauty and that I'm not.
You see nothing else.
Yes, I see nothing else.
Have you read the book?
No,
by any chance?
I haven't.
How many of you have read the book? Laura Welly has read the book.
Go Laura. Yeah. Amen. Because that
and
is a huge
I would just
piece.
Like to say the unabridged version has at least 5 chapters just devoted to the bishop, which has about 30-second screen time in the musical.
Yeah, it's interesting. For myself, when we did the show before, I needed to read the book to really even get involved in the characters. It was a difficulty I had in approaching the show. And it really sort of changed my perspective about it. But it was also interesting to me that the musical is extraordinarily faithful to the story, which so often is not the case, except in the role of Marius and the relationship of Eponine, which is sort of curious because he is even more blind to her in the actual book, but they developed this relationship for the show.
Yeah.
And of course, Eponine gets to sing songs as a result of it, and you see this other aspect of things. And then also involving Marius as it goes along, sort of the attitude towards Valjean is very different. Read the book sometime. You'll and then if you ever get a chance to do the character again, you'll see it in a different way.
Oh, okay.
Here's David Kessler as Marius, singing this wonderful song at the end, which you need to set up for us, David.
Oh, okay.
It's called Empty Chairs, Empty Tables. Tell us what it's all about.
I'm trying to say it without it being horribly depressing, but I was just in the final battle of the revolution, and all my friends just kind of died in the battle. It's very sad, and Jean Valjean saves me from it. He carries me back home to Cosette, and now I'm in the cafe where we'd always meet and talk plans about the revolution, and I'm reminiscing on the past, all the good times we had and how much I miss them. And
spinning on a turntable, I'm guessing.
And spinning on a turntable.
While you're singing, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. This is David Kessler, Empty Chairs, Empty Tables from Les Miserables.
There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. Empty chairs at empty tables. Now my friends are dead and gone. They talked of revolution. Here it was they lit the flame. Here they sang about tomorrow. And tomorrow never came. From the table in the corner, they could see a world reborn. And they rose with voices ringing, and I can hear them now. The very words that they had sung.
became their last communion on the lonely barricade at dawn. Oh, my friends, forgive me that I live and you are gone. There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain goes on and on. Phantom faces at the window, phantom shadows on the floor, empty chairs at empty tables where my friends will meet no more. Oh, my friends, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for. Empty chairs at empty tables where my friends will sing no more.
Did you know that David's 15?
Did you know that David's 15?
I don't know how old anybody is.
I sang in high school, but I didn't sing like these kids in high school.
Yeah, that's got to be the most depressing song in the show.
It's sad. I got to give it to you.
And you did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
That was really, very nice. And I was watching Laura over here just emoting deeply along with you. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the show. You guys sound great.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you coming in today. Bob Smith's music director, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.
And Patty Dudley, the assistant director the show. Champaign Urbana Theater Company's production of Les Miserables Student Edition, the Kathy Murphy student production, opens tonight at 7:30 at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. If you'd like tickets, I'll shuffle a couple of pieces of paper here. You can call 217-356-9063. And the shows run tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, and a matinee on Sunday at 2:30. On tomorrow's Live and Local, it's the Illinois Brass Quintet, which is a really fine ensemble, and we'll have a treat in for us tomorrow. They'll be playing in this very studio before they go on tour tomorrow, representing the University of Illinois. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9.